This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Two busloads of protesters are headed from Milwaukee to Chicago this morning to join an expected large march near the Democratic National Convention. The aim of the protest, to keep pushing the Biden administration to help bring about a ceasefire in Gaza, halting the Israel-Hamas war. Also for the U.S. to end military aid to Israel. Jim Carpenter of Peace Action of Wisconsin told a weekend rally in Milwaukee that he hopes Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will be willing to meet the protesters' demands.
That Kamala can change, but she has not yet. And if she doesn't, we know it's going to be a lot harder for the Democrats to win.
Vice President Harris has expressed concern over the deaths of civilians in Gaza. Many of the Milwaukee protesters say they don't want Donald Trump to regain the White House in the fall, but want a ceasefire before they back the Harris-Walls ticket. Many supporters of Israel defend the country's military action in response to the attacks by Hamas last October 7th that killed about 1,200 people and took 250 hostages. The Gaza Health Ministry says 40,000 Palestinians have been killed. Peace talks continue in the Middle East, and President Joe Biden is scheduled to speak to the Democratic Convention tonight. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.